Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dines with Dara on the Joy Slot Podcast, brought to you by IrishSportsDaily.com. I am Gray Flamong, and that is Dara Mabry. Woo! What a game! What a game down the stretch. It got very touch and go there in the third quarter. The lead evaporated. NC State went on a long run there. Notre Dame was up by six at halftime. Women fight back. When I say fight back, I mean, they literally fought back. It wasn't like pretty basketball, but it was clutch basketball. Huge plays being made on both ends of the floor. So we're going to talk about that. Notre Dame beats NC State 55-51 to avenge their worst loss of the season at a point where it seemed like, man, where is this team going? And the answer to that question is they're going to be ACC tournament champions, which is they are right now. So we are going to talk about all of that. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If this is your first time catching our show, please subscribe to this channel. Please hit the like button. Please hit the notification bell. So whatever it is, we are going live. It's March Madness now. Next up is the NCAA tournament. So we're going to be covering that as well. We'll be doing live shows following those games. And so we're going to be providing full coverage on that. So you're going to want to tune into that. Links to the podcast are in the description below. Dara, you needed to compose yourself after the game. What I asked you for your emotions following their first game of this tournament. Where are you now with Notre Dame as ACC tournament champions?
I'm so proud of them. You can say like enough about the great things that the team has done this year, even like the adversity that hit, but that's the biggest part, I think, is the adversity. Playing with multiple players that suffer knee injuries is really, really hard. And then you have a short roster and then trying to figure out your identity. They peaked at the perfect time and they just all came together collectively. And when you can come together like that, and when you're playing for something bigger than you, like a teammate that goes down, or in this case, like multiple teammates that have gone down to similar injuries like that in March in postseason, it's really strong and it's hard to beat for other opponents. So super proud of them. That was an unbelievable game back and forth. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. Yeah. Unbelievable performance from top to bottom.
So I know since we've been covering the team, I've learned a little bit about this team in terms of their psyche and the culture associated with Notre Dame women's basketball. And I know that these injuries, they're not just like, oh, you know, how are we going to adjust to this, right? Like Nat's going to come in and she's going to have to play heavy minutes, things of that nature. This has a big effect emotionally on the team. Right. And yeah. I know you going down, and then Olivia, Cass goes down, like Emma Risch, she's out. Right. And then to see Kylie go down like this, there's so many layers to the injury and the timing of her injury and when it happened. Right. Like we all know how that looks. Right. We don't have official word on what it looks like or what exactly the injury is, but we all know what that looks what that looks like. And it's just like it's so late. You know, she can come back next year, but it's so late. Like it's a long time. And it's just like, that is what really affects the team. And so when these things keep happening, like it really affects everyone. It affects not just the players, the coaches, the practice players that are associated with the ladies, right? Like everyone is a part of it. And the whole women's basketball operation is a part of this. And so for that to happen, I feel for everyone involved because I know that all of you care, and I'm including you in this because you're very close to them as well. So,
yeah.
And I know you all care, and I know it affects everyone in that kind of way.
Yeah.
So for them to come out in this game and grit it out, right? That's what they're doing. You know, we talk about Hannah Hidalgo being a machine and a robot. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. She's moving up and down the floor. They take a timeout. And she just kneels on the court. She's exhausted. She's out. Like she has nothing left to give at that point. Then comes down and hits two huge buckets to bring Notre Dame back. Hits one in the lane there. I mean, that's big time, right? Like that's big time basketball.
Yeah.
Maddie. I just talking about accountability, talking about leadership. In the second half, 14 of her 16 points in the second half came up big, wanted the ball, you know, like not afraid to take the shot, coming up huge. Talk to me about Maddie right now, because I know that you feel a certain kind of way about her and the way that she played. Tell me about Maddie and her performance in the second half there.
I thought Coach McGraw put it perfectly when they asked her about Maddie yesterday on the early broadcast before the game. Like, this is her time. She's a senior. There's whether she her decision is to come back or not, whatever that looks like down the line. It's the last time to do it. And she knew that she had to step up. And you could feel when a player has that confidence. Like, when that was a risky three that she took in the corner.
Yeah.
She took two, like, not the, like, good shots, but not a great shot. And it went in. And it's because, like, she had that confidence. Everybody could feel it. It means more to Maddie. It means more to her that she wants to do it for Niel. Like, talking about the history of her and her sister, Catherine, and she just was huge. Like, it's always nice to see someone talk the talk, but Maddie walked the walk at the same time. She got on our podcast. She told us about leadership, about accountability, how she brought the team together. And then she put the team on her back fourth quarter. Huge. Maddie was huge.
So the shot you're referring to is at 49-43 down.
Right? Yep.
And it doesn't look good at this point, frankly.
Uh-huh.
It just looks like they're struggling to find baskets. I thought at that point, Sony was, I thought, pressing a little bit. I thought she was kind of running out of gas.
Yeah, we were like playing sped up. It didn't look good.
Yeah, it was just missing shots, and it just wasn't happening. And like you said, hit the three. In basketball, there are so many shots, especially late in games, where it's like these aren't game winners.
Right.
But if she doesn't make it, it just really doesn't look good. You know, it's just you're in a bad way. In a way, it is a must make. And she did make it. And, you know, look, if we sense it, she obviously probably senses it too.
Right.
Know? Everyone knows how big that shot was in the moment. And so she hits it 49-46. Notre Dame ends the game on a 12-2 run over the last 6:44. And I thought NC State, you mentioned it. You texted me. You said they went on their little run, and Notre Dame's going to go on their run. I thought NC State really, I don't want to say fell apart, but it was a struggle bus for them at the end of the game. What did you see from them that kind of you felt like, man, this is they're tightening up a little bit?
I thought their third quarter was really good. Even the first couple minutes of the fourth, like, they were pressuring us a lot on defense. Great win. Let's go. Thank you, Michael. And they were pressuring us, and they got good shots. Like, Sanaya Rivers recognized her mismatches pretty well. She knew she could elevate over Anna DeWolf. And then River Baldwin was also a problem. Like, they were throwing lobs over the top to her, which we were supposed to have help. And then they recognized it and capitalized off of it. But then down the stretch, we started to calm down. We applied the same pressure back. And I really don't think that they got the looks that they wanted. Isaiah James took I know the shot clock was running down. She took a pass fake to the corner and shot a contested three. I don't think that was the one that he wanted. And then Sanaya Rivers I don't like the shot that she took at the end. Like, AD was right here on her. Yeah. It was great defense. And I know she hit that one before, but a contested pull up at the end, maybe not the shot that Wes Moore wanted. Shot selection, I think, towards NC State, because we were applying the same defensive pressure at the end that they started the half with.
Yeah. In the third quarter, they really got River Baldwin going. I mean, she kind of triggered that whole thing. They were getting the ball inside, and I was like, man, it seems like they've really found something here. And then during the 12-2 run, he missed a couple bunnies. You know, I thought she missed a couple bunnies in there, like, kind of at the start of it.
Yeah.
And that allowed Notre Dame to kind of chip away. And then after that, to your point, the shots just weren't great. You know, they stopped getting into the lane with their guards. It was all kind of perimeter and then inside to River Baldwin. I thought at that point, Nat, I thought she got kind of used up in the third quarter. Like, it didn't look good. And then in the second half of the fourth quarter, it just, like, she just clutched up, right? got into good positions and made it just a little bit harder. And then they couldn't go in there anymore. Then they started to try to drive. And then this is where, like, I thought, like, Hannah and Sony. And the thing about being short is, like, when you put so much energy into your defense, it just, your legs go. But it just really helped out. You finished the game 12-2, and then you gut it out in the way to find a way to get the ball in the basket.
Yeah.
Any kind of way. That's what Notre Dame did. You know, you're going with six. And look, to be fair, right, NC State was, you know, they went with six a lot. They had two players, Sanaya Rivers. She went 40 minutes. James went 40 minutes. River Baldwin went 36, right? So Notre Dame had Hannah Hidalgo, Sony, and Maddie all went 40 minutes in this game. So lots of players are logging heavy minutes, big-time performances. I want to talk to you about, or I want to ask you about, what you think this means for Neil. First ACC tournament championship game. You know, we both know there was criticism early in the year, especially around the NC State loss, right?
Yeah.
Ton of criticism. She's not the one for this, right? We kind of talked about it offline, right? So it's one of those things, like, you don't want to prop up a bunch of internet chatter, but we did see it, right?
Yeah.
And I think your message to me at the time was like, well, we have to see how it goes, right? Like, you're in the middle of the season. There's things that they still want to accomplish. Let's see if they accomplish those, and then we'll talk about it. Tell me, what do you think this means for Neil?
It's huge, obviously. I think it hits home, like, way more when you played for that university. And even, like, you can tell in her everyday coaching, it's just a different feel, because there's a deeper love and appreciation for everything that goes into it, for her fans, for her family, even the people that thought that she couldn't do it, or this wasn't for her. We've seen adversity before. Our first year together, it was nothing but adversity. And then we've seen injuries and short rosters. That national championship that she won with Coach McGraw, we had, I think, seven people as well. So I don't know. This is obviously a big celebration. It's not too new to her, but I think it's really important this time because she's the head coach and this is her era. She never lost her composure. She never, like, took a different path or tried anything new. She stuck to what she knew. And that's huge because through adversity with a short roster, sometimes, like, coaches might be like, well, let's try this, let's try that. Like, she always knew what the answer was, whether it took two games to show up or a successful 3-week stretch. Mm-hmm. Really big by her. I know she's so happy. She cares so much about the program, like I said, because it's the university that she also played for and won multiple championships under. But I think it's huge for her because this is just the start. This is her first ACC championship, and we're going to see plenty more from her.
Jason Smith with a comment. I love what Coach Ivy is building. Those girls play their heart out for her. I know you have some insight on this.
Yeah.
How does the team, you know, I think that's true, right? I think that the girls really do. Tell me about how the locker room, you don't have to mention specific players or anything, but how the locker room feels about their head coach.
Yeah. She's so passionate in how she coaches, and she also played not only, like, professionally, but for Notre Dame, I keep saying. So she just knows. She really cares about us as players and as people. And she's so passionate. She makes it easy to play hard for her. She can get you fired up, whether it's getting underneath your skin or just giving you confidence. She's a really good coach because she just gets it. She treats us great. And it's easy to play hard for her. She's passionate. She's a great coach. She knows exactly what she's doing. And she just also is that calming presence at the same time. Like, when stuff goes wrong, she's able to reel it in, pull us together. And in a championship game like this, facing all that adversity, I think she did a great job. Again, just sticking to her roots. I can't say enough good things about Neil.
And the other part is, you know, I know that it's not just the players. It's the whole
It's everything.
It's like the whole, and like that really helps, you know, and like that's the sort of thing that it's hard to quantify it in points, How does that lead to points or performance on the basketball court, right?
Yeah.
But you do know it exists. And I think that when you have a good culture like that, when you have a program where everyone appreciates the head of the program and they're all working together, then that leads to, like, when you deal with adversity, everyone is ready to kind of deal with it together and step up, you know?
Right.
And that's obviously what we saw today and throughout this whole tournament. You know, Hannah, look, 22 points, 8 of 20 shooting, and, you know, 3 of 6 from 3, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. I just feel like she is involved in so much. And like, for her, she just doesn't really get easy shots anymore.
No,
it just teams know how to make it difficult for her. And so, like, everything she does is kind of like really hard, and she's still coming through. I will always remember, like, just that. I shouldn't say this because it's like a bad, like, not a bad comparison, whatever, but like when she's the type of player that she really just, you could tell how much she wants it. And like, as someone, I talked to you about me being like a fan of Kobe and the way that he would, it's like in some games, it's just like, look, efficiency wise, shooting wise, it's just not there, but he would find ways to get the ball in the basket. He would find ways to win the game. And I felt like that was Hannah in the fourth quarter today.
Yeah.
Had a big steal off of, they did a push ahead. She came up and got the steal, getting buckets inside, right? Contorting her body. Like that, those are the kind of plays that it's like, look, they don't make highlight reels, but they win games.
Right.
And they win championships. And I think that's kind of a special quality that she has. What did you see from Hannah today?
Yeah, that's huge. I think between the play of her, Sonia, and Maddie, I think that, like, they, if you watched them like 8 weeks ago, they were not as cohesive.
Yeah.
Where as if, like, Hannah would take more questionable shots, and then we'd have to get into our half court more. Like, this past NC State game compared to this one, Hannah was brilliant. Like, the last NC State game, she drove, they took charges on her, she took contested shots, she turned it over. And this game, like, she was driving downhill, kicking to Sonia. Like, she started off this game with assists and she kept going. Like, even like those 22 points were a quiet 22. She just has a will to win. And even if it's not the points on the stat sheet, even though it's 20, she had 22. It's still the things that she does that affects the whole game. It could be her speeding up the point guard, which leads to them having to start their offense in a different direction, and then it throws them out of whack. And then instead of taking the shot that they want at 15 seconds, now they're taking it at 8, and it's contested, all because of how she started off at the top of the key. They came together at a great time, and you have to credit her. She's been absolutely great. This is a big stage for a freshman point guard. Obviously, she's lived up to all of that, but today she was huge. She never, at times, she could have lost her cool. She could have lost her composure, and she never did. And that's a lot of growth that we saw out of Hannah, which is really important going down the postseason, because the stage, the pressure, everything that goes into it just keeps getting higher and higher from here on out.
And that being said, I think you could make a really good case that Maddie is the MVP of this tournament,
Yeah.
Because I just felt like yesterday, especially, and then the game, the opening game, I just thought, like, pound for pound, like, she might have been their best performing player, right?
Yeah.
And that she is not their best player. She is not, right? Hannah is their best player. But Maddie might have been their best performing player. And again, I will always go back to, in the second half, it's not even that, like, again, 14 out of her 16 in the second half. It's not that it's the points. It's that she was so clearly willing to take responsibility for how it was going to go. And it's like no surprise that she was the one who hit the shot to make it, you know, 49 to 46 in the must make shot at a time when it's like, it wasn't going great. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to be like, yeah, I'm going to make the shot when we're all humming. But it's another thing to make the shot when, when it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Back against the wall for sure. And look, that's the the leadership that she talks about, the accountability she talked about with us when she was on our show. So that's great to see. Couple comments. TD4ND. Wow, what a run. Oh, it was a great run. You know, it's yeah. it's fun. It was awesome. Like, it was really fun to see them like find a way in every single game. You know, came through, right? Like, can't take away, like, your ACC tournament champions, right? I think obviously we'll get into the NCAA tournament. Like, that's the ultimate prize, but you that goes on the resume. You win a big tournament like that, especially in the ACC. Post game says Maddie's game is a pleasure to watch. Told you before, she's my favorite player on this team. Dara, going in the NCAA tournament, I think it's more than likely that Kylie will not be a part of that. Just given the way that her injury looked and her kind of reaction, like after the game, which was extremely emotional. You kind of feel like everyone kind of knows where this is going. Mm-hmm. You're playing with six. That's tough through rounds of an NCAA tournament. I guess, how do you gauge it going forward? Like, what your kind of expectations are for them heading into the tournament? Obviously this all gets affected by seeding and, you know, yeah, where they're going to be and that sort of thing. But what is your kind of mindset as they head into the NCAA tournament here?
I think in terms of seeding, we'll be okay. Like, I know that we're shorter, but they did prove today that even without Kylie, like, someone else could step up and they could rise to the occasion.
It's the big three are still there. Right. And so I don't think the seeding will affect them at all. It shouldn't anyway.
No, me neither. I really hope to see us host. I think the last bracketology that I looked at, we were a 3 seed and hosting in South Bend. So hopefully that carries through Sunday. I know there's some other games going on and other conferences have to finish up. But I think in terms of seeding, we'll be in a good place to host, which is huge. When you host, it's a different feeling having your own crowd there. Because we've been on the other side of the spectrum where we played at Oklahoma and it's a different vibe. So getting a host would be absolutely huge. I think now our team is like, okay, like, screw the adversity, screw the short roster. Like, we can still do it. We're still that good with six and all this adversity, which is a really, really good like chip on your shoulder to play with. I don't think anyone's going to count us out at this point, because I think that we've been proving ourselves to be one of the best teams in the country. And the injury part just absolutely sucks. It takes a really big emotional toll on the team. And even like you said before, the crowd, like, I know my dad was at the game yesterday and he said the life was sucked out of the gym for like a solid 5 to 10 minutes, even like on Virginia Tech end, because they just saw Kitley go down. It's just such
They showed Kitley on the sideline, like, in real time, and she was emotional. I mean, she was heartbroken, right? Like, she did not like to see that.
Yeah, it's very triggering. I didn't like to see it either. It affected me a lot here. I know it affected Olivia really badly too. But like, overall, it's something that it gives you that greater push, that greater edge when you might be tired, you might be confused. All you have to do is think of your teammate that is sitting on the bench over there that wishes, you know, she could be out there with you. And that's a different type of emotion, you know, it affects you really poorly. And then once it's reversed and you figure out how to use that emotion towards your advantage, it's huge. And it can be really scary, like, for a team that's playing through that much adversity, and a coaching staff as well, that's coaching through that. So I think that it absolutely sucks to see, but it's going to correct itself. Our team is going to use it to our advantage. And postseason is going to be big for us, because everyone right now, like, we're playing great from top to bottom. Everyone's playing great. We're trending at the right time, gelling, peaking. I mean, our team should feel really good about what they're going to do going into postseason. I hope they get some rest. I know Neil will give them some time off and get you know, these six people as healthy as she can. I'm really excited for them going into postseason. And I know our fans are too. It's just a different feeling when you get to host in South Bend.
Well, you get to host as ACC tournament champions, right? Like, I feel like that adds to the vibe as well. How did the ladies transition from, like, how does the transition go from the ACC tournament onto the NCAA tournament, right? Like, I feel like that's pretty, it's pretty difficult. Like, throughout kind of history, I guess, there's been so many instances of teams that, like, do well in their tournament play. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this, men and women, right? There's so many times where it's like, had a great, like, there was I remember when I was growing up, like, it was almost better for those good teams to go out early in their conference tournaments, because then they can get, you know, they can get ready to go for the big tournament. How do the ladies transition here? What is that mindset? How does the mindset shift, if at all?
I think their mindset right now is probably, like, in full transparency, going home and getting rest.
Yeah.
I know that Notre Dame spring break is this week, so they don't have class, which is absolutely incredible. More downtime, more recovery time. I would imagine Neil would give them a few days off. Like, from when I've been there, that was always the case. We would always get a couple of days, and then get back to practice and work on just fundamentals. You know, sharpen up our defense, maybe sharpen up some things that the coaches saw in the film. But for right now, I think, like, the vibes are just relaxing and recovering for them. Obviously, they're going to stay focused. Like, this is the part of the season where everybody is the most focused. So good practices, good rest time, and then just, like, celebrating and getting excited. Like, this is really special. They deserve to celebrate it. You have to, like, Neil always taught us, like, winning is really hard. So you have to celebrate the win. So they'll celebrate it and they'll use it as fuel to their advantage. And they understand, we're going to celebrate and feel good, but we also have more tasks ahead. So use that celebration to your advantage. Maybe tweak some things here or there, but just most importantly for this short roster team is getting rest and, you know, getting their bodies feeling as good as possible heading into March Madness.
Yeah. Jason Smith with a comment. Such a cool show idea. I really enjoyed Dara's insight. I'm a fairly new Notre Dame women's basketball fan, so it's awesome to get a little peek into the program from her. For sure. Like, this is the whole point. Like, I think that Notre Dame women's basketball has been a great program for a long time.
Yeah.
And we at IR Sports Daily, we just thought, like, hey, let's shine a light on that, right? And I am very lucky to be able to talk to you all the time, and I've learned so much. And I think that everyone is a benefit from it, right? Like, there's so many good things that you can add. Like you said, insights that we just would never know, right? Especially because you're so close to the program. And so I guess when the girls go back, right, and they take days off and then they get back into it, like, I when you're saying that, like, you have to remember too, there has been – so, like, they've been an ACC tournament play for, like, you know, trying to get the double bye. Like, the run to try to get the double bye
was so hard,
right? Like, to try to get that, and then the fact that they got it. And look, at the fact of the matter is they've beaten some really good teams in the run-up to, you know, to this moment here.
Yeah.
And so I think it is a good time for them to kind of take a break a little bit, like a mental break. And look, hopefully, look, who knows, again, with the seeding in the NCAA tournament, but you get a home game against maybe a team that isn't as good with the vibe as high as it is. And maybe you could, you know, build something from Anna, right? Build something from Nat, right? Build something from KK. Like, get those other players, like, feeling good as well, because they're going to be important for Notre Dame, right? Like, in this tournament – there was a stat that came up from ESPN, put up a stat. 89% of the points came from the big three, rather by buckets or assists, right? 89%. That is that's a very high number. Now, look, you can't really say it's not sustainable because they just won the ACC tournament, right? So it's like, you can do it. It can happen. But just like any contribution from Anna or Nat or KK is just great. And so getting them a little bit of confidence is such a good thing you know, Anna hit six threes in the semifinal game. So that's
yeah, a big deal. She was huge the other day. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that's important, Dara. Final thoughts from you on just how you feel about this and where you think the ladies are going, and just kind of look, it's a culmination, I think, of the regular season, especially, right? Like the conference play is over. Where are you at? Did you think that they would make this moment, like in your heart of hearts? Did you feel like,
yeah,
obviously you knew it was possible, but it's like, are you surprised? Are you, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, totally. I thought that when they started their run, I think it was after the Louisville loss. I think once we beat Virginia Tech, I knew that they were going to carry that throughout the rest of the way. I thought that was a really big test because we were coming up on the peak, but Virginia Tech was playing great. They won 9 straight. They were favored to win, and we rose to the occasion through, again, the short roster and everything else that was happening in the year, the losses. So I think that we were trending in that direction, and I just kind of knew that we were going to win. Like, I was on FaceTime with my sister last night. I was like, oh, like, we were like, I was like, what are you going to do? Like, do you want me to like cook you food or something? Like, when you come home, like, you're going to like win. Like, and we were just talking about it so casually, like, yeah, like we're really going to win. There's no other option. You felt it from top to bottom. You know, I talked to Nat a lot, last night, you know, that's my best friend. For the people watching that don't know, she was a little nervous. She knew she was going to have to play many more minutes than what she was used to and start for the first time in her career at Notre Dame. And I mean, even after our conversation, she was just like, at the end of the day, like, this is it, you know? And I was like, yeah, like, that's been the whole vibe. Like, this is it. There's no other time to do it. It's March. We're peaking. Everyone's playing great. And they all just have that look in their eye every game, especially Maddie. And when you play for Notre Dame and you went through either Coach McGraw or Niel, you know that feeling where the team is going in the right direction. It's a hard feeling to describe. It's kind of like, I don't know. I already knew that they were going to win last night. So super cool. I don't know. I won't be surprised by anything else they do the rest of the year. I'm so proud of them. I'm happy for them. You know, they deserved it. I guess that's the feeling to describe it, is that they deserve to win more than anybody else did. So good for them. Hats off to them. I'm going to celebrate with them, be around them. I'm excited.
Well, you knew they were going to win last night, and I didn't.
You didn't know anything yesterday.
With like 7 minutes, you could have told me. You could have just said, hey, Greg, they're going to win. Don't worry about it. Like 7 minutes left in this game, I was like, I don't know if they're going to win. But that's fine. You know, it's all part of it. No, it's just my first full season. And then obviously there's still more to go. But just kind of getting a feel for the ladies and how they are and their different personalities, like being able to talk to Sonia and being able to talk to Maddie as well. And then just kind of talking to you and figuring out how all the ladies are. It's just like, it's nice to kind of see them in the moment. And like, I know what it means to Maddie. And so for her to take control of it and to take the game by the reins, is it, for lack of a better way to put it, it just to kind of just to say, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to take over here. It makes me happy from a standpoint. It's like, I know that it means a lot to her.
For right? Sure. Yeah.
More than anything else. Right. And so, you know, and having talked to Niel, and then like just the thing that sits on top of it is like Hannah's just unbelievable. She's just
unbelievable. Great, I'm pretty sure she just won ACC tournament MVP.
Yeah. Which is like, look, we can talk about, you know, maybe it was Maddie or not. I'm totally fine with Hannah winning it, right? I mean, she is responsible for so much. She makes pretty much the whole engine go. I mean, she is the one where it's like, that's the given. All the rest of it is like, has to come through, but like, she has to be, she can't play bad. She just can't.
No, right. She just affects so much.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's awesome. And, you know, awesome. Being able to see her kind of just continue to rise to the moment is awesome. And so we are going to continue to rise to the moment as well. So stick with us for the future shows, NCAA tournament. We'll be back to talk about all that stuff.
We will be back
on our next show. Yeah. Seeding on the next show. You know, what we think the path is, where they're going. We got LSU and South Carolina on right now. So that's some good basketball to watch. So we're going to cover all that. So stick with us. Hit the like, hit subscribe, hit the notification bell. So whenever it is, we are going live. Our next show, we'll be talking about tournament seeding and the path to hopefully a championship. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon. Notre Dame ACC tournament champions beating NC State 55-51. Dara, what are we going to do?
Keep getting them buckets.
Let's go.